And for Sangharakshita, this issue of emotion is central. In a very early lecture, he said something which I've never forgotten. That he said that the central issue of the spiritual life for most people is finding emotional equivalents for intellectual understanding. The central issue of spiritual life for most people is finding emotional equivalents for intellectual understanding. We know so much. I know some people think that they don't know very much about the Dharma, but you know, I think given the sort of standard of education that most people have, certainly it's much stronger than, say, my experience of being in India, for example. We know so much. We know all about love. We know all about about how to be. We could there's numerous books on how to be, how to respond creatively to people. There's loads of books on Buddhism about the way things are and the way the enlightened person is. The real issue is not knowing, but being. Turning that into experience, turning it into being. That's the real issue. Making our emotions, or having our emotions, getting our emotions to catch up with what we know. Emotion is the driver of our lives and the driver of our spiritual lives. So we need to engage with emotion. We need to transform emotion. Hence, the alchemy of love. The symbolism of alchemy is the transmutation, the transformation of base metal, of base elements, into gold or into elixir. So this is what we're doing. Our emotions, whatever they are our base elements, our raw material. And in a way, the more emotion kind of sloshing and swirling around, as David Bellamy might say, the better, really, because there's more to transform. The bigger the lump of clay, the bigger the Buddha. Thus the Chan saying, the Zen saying. So through metta bhavana, we're transforming our emotional life, which means actually transforming our lives in their totality.